move up the sand is just an interlude to love.
Hello, my friends. Hope you are doing well. I'm afraid I got squeezed into the wormhole of too many time commitments this week and couldn't get the first episode of the new version of the Run, Run, Live podcast put together. You know, there's 300 plus old ones out there on my website you can go listen to if I'm pretty sure if you're, especially if you're old like me, you won't even remember having listened to them. I don't even remember half the people I interviewed over the years. But anyhow, I won't bore you with excuses. On the bright side, I'm getting closer. I've got the first interview ready to go and all the rough audio for the intros and the outros and the bumpers. So hang in there. We'll get it out to you. In the due course of time, we will be back into a nice steady rhythm of Run, Run, Live episodes. I hope you all enjoyed the New York City race report from a couple weeks ago. I got to tell you, that was a bear to write, edit, and produce. I probably spent 24 straight hours of work on that. And I could have spent another 24, but that's what deadlines are for. One of the best lessons you'll ever learn as a creative is how to push out the good enough, because you will cease to exist before you ever get to the perfect. In lieu of a new episode this week, I'm going to give you a teaser from the new book I've written. Yes, I have actually done that. It's tentatively called Marathon BQ, How to Qualify for Boston in 12 Weeks. Let me know if it sounds interesting or if you have any questions or comments or suggestions. I hope you are all maintaining your sanity as we forge ahead into these long, dark, cold winter days with the gruesome overload of holidays thrown on top. Buddy and I have been getting out on the trails. Gonna go out tonight, see if we can run in this. Got about 6 inches of snow. I think we can run in it, though. But it's dark now, right? So we're gonna be out in the snow in the dark on the trails, me and Buddy. That's how we roll. So we're gonna forge ahead. Buddy and I have been out there. We're not training for anything specifically, but I've started the process of trying to figure out some good old BHAGs, big hairy ass goals. I don't train well unless I've got some sort of compelling goal, but I don't want to just do more of the same. So you have to think about it a little bit. Anyway, I have to bow out with a mea culpa this week, but wanted you to know that I'm still out there. I'm actively engaged 26 hours a day on getting stuff done. So cheers.
Gonna hold on to you as long as I can. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. And if you choose to leave me now, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. Just like the Mississippi, a journey starts in Minnesota. Take the I-35 to 90, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Big-hearted country girl, hope you're gonna make it on down. She said, yeah, San Juan, it's good to see you, man. Hope you stay around. The future's not hardest to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't leave. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. If you choose to leave me now, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can.
Introduction, the Marathon BQ training plan, how to qualify for Boston in 12 weeks. The Boston Marathon transformed my life. When I was 34 years old, I decided to qualify for Boston. I was a chubby recreational runner with a young family and a full-time job that required extensive travel. And as I trained that summer, I was transformed. I became a lean and hard endurance athlete, capable of infinitely more than what I was when I started. The qualifying standard for Boston will force you to find yourself. The standard will force you to drag performances from yourself that you did not know you were capable of. The qualification standard will force you to become a better version of yourself. You will be transformed. When you qualify for and run the Boston Marathon, your life will change forever. The Boston Marathon is like no other race in the world. It has been referred to as the Amateur Athletes Olympics. This race holds the cachet of achievement for the average runner that is matched by no other race. Qualification earns you the right to stand in Hopkinton on Patriots Day with men and women who have also paid the price, who have also done the work, and who have also been transformed. Nothing compares to the energy of those fully committed souls surging out of the corrals on Main Street. Do you want to earn the right to stand in the shadow and the footprints of giants of our sport? Will you join in a century-old tradition and brotherhood? Do you have the will to become part of something special that no one can ever take away from you? The only thing standing between you and standing in the starting corral in Hopkinton is your decision to do it. Once you decide to qualify, believe you can qualify, and commit to qualify, the rest is simply execution. Are you ready to change your life? Are you ready to run the greatest race in the world from the front? And I truly believe that anyone can qualify for Boston if they're willing to commit and have a good plan. Are you ready to commit? Because what follows in this book is the plan to get you there.
I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. Gonna hold on to you as long as I can. You choose to leave me, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. It's a madhouse, baby, fast woman and booze. Toughest of the roughest, right? I've got nothing to lose. Before I met you, everything was going wrong. It's been a long journey now, I just wanna take you home. The future's not hardest to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't leave. I wanna hold on to you as long as I can. Want to hold on to you as long as I can.
Hello, my friends. My name is Chris, and I'm an average Joe from Massachusetts. I have a family, a full-time job, and I travel for work. I've got all the challenges on my time and attention that you have. And when I turned 35, my life was changed forever by the Boston Marathon. I am not physically gifted. I was the chubby kid growing up that was picked last for everything. And when I qualified for Boston, all that changed. I was now instead an athlete. I was a man who could do something that 99% of the world could not. There are reasons I was able to do this when most could not. First, I chose to do it. Second, I had a good plan. And third, I did the work. Through this journey of training and qualifying for the Boston Marathon, I emerged a stronger man, both physically and mentally. I became a better father, a better husband, a more effective executive, and a published writer. Since that first summer of training and qualifying, I have run over 45 marathons, 14 of them qualified Boston marathons. I've met new friends and found great joy in this adventure. It's never easy, but it is fulfilling and worthy. The journey of qualifying changed me. It will change you too if you choose to do it, if you have a plan, and if you do the work. Purpose. The purpose of this book is to share the simple and straightforward training plan and method that I used 18 years ago to first qualify for Boston. My purpose is to share with you the experience of a hard training cycle with the possibility of running the world's greatest marathon. This book will share with you a very simple methodology and plan to get the fitness and speed required to succeed. It is intended for the busy man or woman that does not have time for complex training programs and just wants to do the work. This approach is not perfect, but it is simple and effective. I want you to have the opportunities that I have had. I can't guarantee a qualifying time, but I can guarantee the opportunity. I can give you the chance. And the rest is up to you. Who is this book for? This book is for a previous version of myself. This book is for you if you are a recreational runner with mileage in the 15 to 25 miles per week range. You are somewhere between 30 and 40 years of age. Maybe you have a subscription to that popular running magazine or website. You haven't really done any serious speed work or sustained advanced training plans. You've been at it for over a year. You may have run a marathon or two using a standard plan from a magazine or a book. When you ran that marathon, you were within 45 minutes of your qualifying time. You have some athleticism. Maybe you played a sport in school. Your 10K pace is at or lower than the target marathon pace required to qualify. I'm not a coach. I have no certification, nor any coaching experience. My knowledge comes from doing. This book and the information within it are my experience from qualifying for Boston over a 20-year career of running. I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim to be a coach. I am only sharing what worked for me when I was in your position and wanted to qualify for Boston. I absolutely recommend you go get a coach if you have access to a good running coach and can afford one. Join a running club that has a coaching program. I have worked with many coaches, and I learned something new from every one of them. When I first decided to qualify, I decided to do it on my own, without any help, because that's where I was in my life. This plan requires at least 5 days a week of running. If you're over 40 years of age, this may be too much for you. If you are over 40, I would recommend a heart rate-based training approach with a coach and not this plan. The plan and methodology included here is very rigorous. It requires a lot of intensity and commitment. This plan may uncover weaknesses in your body that result in tendonitis and injury. You may not make it through it. But if you do, you will be in the best race shape you have ever been. If you don't, you will have learned something about yourself. One way to do it. There is conflicting information about training and racing. There is no one way to train. It depends on you and your unique capabilities and your abilities. What I have tried to do throughout my running career is to treat training as an experiment. I have tried almost every one of the popular training plans. I have dabbled in every fad. I have done road marathons, trail running, mountain running, ultra running, triathlons, and mountain bike racing. From each new experience, as I branch out, I learn new things about my body, or as I call it, my machine. Running a road marathon with a specific challenging time goal has always required a singular focus. It is not something I can do half-heartedly or play at. Running a qualifying time requires me to strip off all the excess baggage and focus specifically on that distance and the speed. That is what this plan does. This plan focuses on getting you the specific speed and distance you need to qualify in the simplest way in one training cycle. It doesn't dwell on nuances or nice-to-haves or fine-tuning. It takes a straight line from where you are today to a qualifying effort. No training plan can guarantee success. A good plan gets you to the starting line with an opportunity to succeed. A good plan gives you a fighting chance. The fight is yours to fight when that time comes. With all the other training variations I tried, I always came back to this plan. Are you committed? This won't be easy. You will need to push yourself mentally and physically. You will need to go to the dark place to get your qualifying goal. I am writing this book for you. I am giving you the chance that was given to me. All I can do is offer that chance. It's up to you to seize it.
Well, the summer's gone, and so are you. I can't wait for August so we can pursue the same kind of love that we had that night, lying on the sand under the big moonlight. But someone came along and had to spoil the mood.